Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The changes in my husband has been phenomenal. He was resisting, another scam of yours. I said, this is not a scam. I said, look at what I can do. Look at the energy. I was battling with him for over a year. But then he saw the readings on his blood work. They really changed to the positive. They were very, very negative, and he was having a lot of trouble. He was in and out of the hospital and all that kind of stuff. Now he's kind of like Tarzan. No, not really. But they really have escalated to a point where the doctor keeps smiling all the time. What are you doing? What are you doing? He said, I just listened to my wife again, and I'm doing Balance of Nature.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Man, not another election. Why do we have to choose our leaders? Isn't that what we have the Supreme Court for?
Oh, boy, Homer. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I am Kate Daly. I've got Uncle Milty, my co-host, with me, and excited to be here today. I'm just really glad you're tuning in because, of course, we get the great Chris Ann Hall joining us, a constitutional attorney and expert, and she comes every Thursday at this time. We're always really happy to have you, Chris Ann. Your show is doing well. You're in the middle of a documentary. You are just either you're on C-SPAN, going to the White House, teaching, or in a documentary. So I don't think you could be more busy if we tried.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But people have a way of creatively finding ways for me, more things for me to do. So.
Well, you know, it's a much needed voice. So I'm actually excited about that. We need you. And this is sure a battle. We have so many things to talk about. We have a Supreme Court. We have Born Alive. So this came out yesterday. And would love to get your two cents on the Born Alive executive order.
Yeah, it's really interesting to be able to see what exactly is going to be put in that and how it's going to work. Remember, the president's authority does not reach into the home, the state, the lives of the people constitutionally. Now, I know we allow that to happen,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But in the Born Alive, he at least to the presentation that he gave to the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was that we are going to provide funding to ensure that children born alive will be required to be treated, which implies that, guess what, if your hospital takes federal funding, mm-hmm. then you are going to have to use that federal funding to save children that are born alive, even if they're born alive contrary to the efforts of an abortionist. And we are seeing from AG Barr that this administration is not at all shy about pulling federal funding for noncompliance with federal law.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Barr has made the Department of Justice made that really powerful statement that they would not be sending federal funds to Portland or Seattle or any of the states that support cities or do not apply the law in those cities. This executive order comes with a lot more force than other executive orders, especially when you're talking about funding and that sort of thing.
Wow. And what about the authority in general of this? I mean, on a federal level like this? Good?
Well, again, as long as it maintains its limited boundaries within the application of federal mm-hmm. funding, right?
Sure.
So we're not going to be arresting people. We're not going to be, prosecuting people. We're mm-hmm. not going to be shutting down businesses and that sort of thing on the federal level.
Right.
But what we will do is we will say, okay, you're not going to get our money if this is how you're going to handle that money.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, because it's all going to be tied to Medicaid. because a child born, contrary to an abortion, could be technically determined to be an abandoned child, and then would automatically put them under the coverage of Medicaid.
Wow.
You see how that works?
Yes, and what a sad commentary on where our world's at right now. If we're passing an executive order to save a baby we just tried to murder?
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. It's amazing. We're even talking about this.
Yeah.
We're talking about murdering babies like it's nothing anymore. That I swear to you, we are in the proverbial hot water, and we just don't see it. I don't know. We've become callous to this, as if it's just something that it's going on right now as we're talking, and nobody bats an eye. It's kind of like nursing home lockdowns because they're on Medicaid. The nursing home lockdowns, you know, these people are pretty much locked down like prisoners, and there's not a lot that the families think they can do to help their loved ones. Same kind of thing. It's going on right now in America. What do we do?
Right. Well, you know, we have to be an educated people. That's what it boils down to, isn't it, Kate?
Yep, you're right.
We have to be those who seek information on our own, that we become educated constituents, that we are not tossed to and fro by the motion propaganda, by the media, whether it, you know, because in reality that's what happens, because you get a media that supports one side, then you get a different media that supports another side, and people are actually like ping pong balls unless they create their foundation in real knowledge.
Yeah, right. No, it's true. It's true. Do you want to weigh in on the Supreme Court at all?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, again, look, I hate to say these things because it sounds sort of simplistic, but in reality, these nominees, there's no excuse to not know what they believe.
Right.
I mean, I understand that it's nearly impossible for us to go and find what judges believe on the local and state level, you know, because I get these questions all the time. This judge is on my ballot. What do I do? My theory is state and local, when in doubt, vote them out, because the system in the state and local governments protect judges from public scrutiny. Judges are supposed to be independent on their perspective from political influence. But they're not supposed to be independent from public scrutiny.
Right.
And we conflate those two things and we get it all messed up. But these nominees, they have filled out questionnaires. They have been interviewed for lower court appointments. All of that is public record. It took me 2 minutes to find, you know, all of their published records and what they said.
Right.
And so to simply be, again, tossed to and fro because of this media said this about this person and this media said that about this person is just simply lazy constituency, because you can actually go read their responses themselves.
Yes. And so far, from all the nominees I've read about, they've all said the focus always is on abortion if it's a conservative one, which always strikes me because, you know, number one, they always say settled law, which isn't true and shouldn't be. And it's not a federal law and it's not federal anything and it's not settled in any way. And the states could do what the states want to do. But isn't it funny to you that that's always the focus? What are they going to do about abortion? It's like, what about Fourth Amendment? What about First Amendment? What are other decisions?
That's the political mantra today. You know, that's the political rhetoric. The Democrats who run around and talk about rights of people, they don't go around on the rampage for people's rights being violated through unlawful searches and seizures or unlawful imprisonment or cruel and unusual punishments, right?
Right.
But they want to focus on Roe v. Wade and that sort of thing. Why? Because that's where their campaign money comes from, right? That's the real issue that they've made.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, coming from the conservative side, there's propaganda out there that's just simply not true. Again, I told you, I have gone to the Senate Judiciary site. I've read the answers to the top seven women candidates, and people are running around saying Barrett said that Roe v. Wade is not precedent. Barrett said that it's not super precedent, and that's just simply not true. In every single one of her interviews, she actually said, yes, Roe v. Wade is precedent. Not only that, She actually said that the Supreme Court can only overrule itself in exceptional circumstances.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and that those circumstances that, again, that precedent overrides the Constitution. So,
wow. Whoa.
There's only one that I've seen out of the whole list of seven that I've reviewed. That actually answers these questions in a very interesting way. Mm-hmm. And that's Alison Jones Rushing.
Mm-hmm.
And where the rest of them, because you have to understand the way our judicial supremacist system works, it's really, really ludicrous. It's so monarchical. It's just crazy that the lower courts, okay, have no authority whatsoever to decide differently from the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So a lower federal court, the way we teach jurisprudence, has no authority to disagree with the Supreme Court, even when the Supreme Court is completely and totally unconstitutional, right?
Wow.
So that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And they all agree with that, every single one of them, that we have no authority we must submit to the precedent of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is super precedent, no matter what they say, and the lower courts have no authority to be a check and balance whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the interesting. Alison Jones Rushing says that I must be bound. Let's see, what did she say? She always starts off by saying, from the perspective of a lower court,
mm-hmm.
it is settled law. So when Feinstein asked her if Roe was settled law, she said, from the perspective of a lower court, it
right.
is settled law. Which is very, very interesting because
yeah.
it means
she parsed
that
it
she
out.
Believes that mm-hmm. it's not settled law with the Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting, the little parsing out of mm-hmm. the terms.
But she's the only one that took the time to actually make that distinction. The rest of them are singing the whole
yeah.
precedent overrides original intent, mm-hmm. precedent
right.
overrides the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's even, who was it? Joan Larson even said that precedent is
mm-hmm.
below the Constitution itself.
Right. Uncle Milty has a question for you.
Well, I don't have a question. Okay. I just wanted to say, though, that Alison Jones Rushing is only 38 years old.
Interesting.
And that, I think, uh-huh. will be an argument that people say she's not old enough.
Mm.
But she has
terrific ties. Yeah, but there's
ties.
No age requirement.
No,
right.
no.
Right.
But she has ties with the Alliance Defending Freedom,
yeah.
which the Southern Poverty Law Center calls a hate group.
That's why the Dems hate her,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she did an internship
right.
for ADF.
Interesting.
And while she was doing an internship for ADF, she co-authored an article, a really kind of interesting article.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why
right.
they don't like her.
Okay.
So,
good
and they're
know.
Probably not going to like her,
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Yeah, they don't
reasons.
Want any. They just want to. They want to run around and say. They just really want somebody that says yes. I murder babies. It's good. It's good. And it's horrific. And honestly, sometimes it feels like that's all they. That and doing all these ridiculous discrimination laws
mm-hmm.
to parse out rights. Anyway, thank
mm-hmm.
you so much, Chrisanne. Really appreciate you
yep.
coming on. That was awesome. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Show at your service. I have Uncle Milty with me. It's a great Thursday, is it not? And make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, amazing supplement, and one that I take. My husband loves it too. And let me just tell you, 31 fruits and vegetables, can't go wrong. I think your body's probably crying out for those, as you're probably just finished off your hamburger and french fries for lunch. You might want to try some nutrients and give your body at least a fighting chance with that immune system of yours. Make sure that you're doing something for your immune system. We have needed to take supplements for years, but a lot of people just weren't clued in and didn't know that our food supply is not delivering that for us right now. Make sure that you're taking a supplement. Highly, highly advise, and I highly advise as you do homework. I did my homework on Balance of Nature, and let me just tell you, that was the one I chose. And so if you do choose this one, I would. Balanceofnature.com, you can put in my name, K-A-T-E. You can get 35% off, more than a third off, and free shipping. It's such a deal that, my gosh, what do you have to lose at this point? I don't know how well your immune system's doing, but I'm going to guess that the rock stars and the daily Diet Coke may not be doing a body good, and you might want to do something right for your body. Go to balanceofnature.com and find out what's in it, and it's amazing. It's pesticide free, and none of the fruits and vegetables have any chemicals on them. It's just awesome. I'm here with Uncle Milty, and we're going to talk just a little bit about Supreme Court. Very interesting. It is interesting in the way that Amy Coney Barrett, it's kind of a strange circumstance because, like Chris Ann said, actually, Alison Rushing is looking like such a better candidate for this.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people assume that, that Barrett, being Catholic, is automatically against abortion, which I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean she's against Roe v. Wade.
Yes, yes.
Because Roe v. Wade actually isn't okaying abortion.
No.
That's not what it was about.
Mm-mm.
So she could be for Roe v. Wade and against abortion still.
Yes.
But it's still a tricky, it's like walking a tightrope.
It is. Because just because the states decide to go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean like for sure it's going to end up in the Supreme Court where she would be a factor anyway. But at the same time, though, it probably would. But the states can stand on their own. This is not a federal law, Roe versus Wade. But it's just so interesting to me. It's only an opinion on a Texas case. But it's interesting to me when they do say settled law like that, because they're acting like, well, I'm never revisiting that again. I won't choose to. And I won't hear the case. Yeah, it's done. No, it's not. It's not done.
So Chris Ann mentioned Alison Jones Rushing.
Yeah.
Alison Jones Rushing is really quite exciting to look at when you read her credentials. First of all, she actually wrote three amicus briefs on behalf of a Christian organization, Alliance for Defending Freedom, and she wrote three amicus briefs supporting their position. And their basic position is in favor of religious freedom, sanctity of life, and marriage and family.
Yes.
So
defended
that's
marriage.
Strong.
Yep.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, because of those amicus briefs, have come out and said the Alliance for Defending Freedom is a terrorist organization.
Southern Poverty is just such a joke.
There's a two-way street on this. If she is what she appears to be, she's going to be on the court, on the SCOTUS bench for 50 years minimum.
Yes.
She's only 38 years old.
Right.
If she's not what she appears to be, you're stuck with her for 50 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fine line.
As far as looking at her, she probably is the strongest candidate at this point. And you're just hoping that it's not a John Roberts where they're bought and sold immediately. You're just hoping that it's not the case. But it's hard to know.
Well, here's the nice thing that I see. At her age, most people in that age group are fairly liberal. They were raised in a more liberal society. So for her to be 38 and that conservative, it's pretty hard to fake.
That is. And like Chris Ann said, good that she parsed that out as far as when asked by the Senate. The abortion thing, it was more about, well, the lower courts, yes, but was settled. And she was the only one that did that. It was such a great point. Because when you look at Amy Coney Barrett, what you're going to find is you're going to find that on the Fourth Amendment, on the Second Amendment, she's strong, and there's all of these things that she's strong on. The thing that worried me is when you realize that she just concurred with the majority, the Illinois Republican Party versus the governor of Illinois, right there, listening there in Illinois. You probably know this well, to keep the illegal lockdown in place.
Mm-hmm.
And she hid behind the precedent of Jacobson versus Massachusetts.
Which we've talked about.
And just to sum up in two sentences, what they're going to keep telling you is this, that Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905, it was all about the inoculation, right, for smallpox. And Jacobson actually went to court over the fine.
Yes.
He was never forcefully vaccinated. But the courts, what worries me is the school districts in your area, the courts in your area still prop this up as a forced vaccination thing. It wasn't.
Yep.
There were options given. That's really important to know about that case.
So it was
the options. But he was still trying to say, you cannot force these options on me. And he was right, but the court sided against him. So then he had to pay the fine, but he never had to receive a vaccination.
So Alison Rushing just went through in 2019. She was nominated to the appellate court by President Trump. And it was a really tight vote. But on March 4th, 2019, her nomination went into cloture.
Right.
So they ended all debate at that point, and the vote was 52 to 43 for cloture. And then immediately they voted, and she was confirmed 53 to 44. So that's a pretty tight, I mean, at the time, that's about the, it was a party line all
right,
the way.
Right.
So that's another good thing, though.
That's a good sign.
She's been through the ringer,
believe it or not,
in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Because if you have a lot of liberal progressives voting for you, there should be a problem with that.
I think so.
Yeah, because they don't, too many of them just, they don't have an understanding of defending the Constitution.
Right.
By the way, now Amy Coney Barrett, on the other hand, with that Illinois case said, with the majority statement said this, at least in this stage of the pandemic, Jacobson takes off the table that case any general challenge to Pritzker's executive order based on the 14th Amendment protection of liberty. It was a wrong judgment. The majority was wrong, and she was one of the majority. In today's fight for freedom and liberty, that should worry you the most for Amy. Everything else, I think that there were a lot of good things that I saw in Second Amendment and Fourth Amendment, and also saying that the responsibility, if you're a cop, you can't just get away with whatever you want. You have to actually, you know, if you're found guilty of certain things, then of course the situation needs to be dealt with, qualified immunity and so forth. But at the same time, she seems fair. But this is a huge roadblock for Amy.
Yeah.
That's why I like Alison Rushing.
And Barrett has also been forced to say, I won't let my religion get involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they forced her to come out and say that several times. She actually was confirmed 55 to 43. Joe Donnelly, Tim Kaine, and Joe Manchin voted for her.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim Kaine voted for her? That's a little weird.
Yeah. You know, we're in such a strange time right now that honestly you should be looking at the forcefulness of the government, number one.
Yep.
You know, Roe versus Wade, the states can take care of Roe versus Wade up to this point. They need to kick it in and do it and stop acting like a decision on a court case in Texas keeps their state from doing what they need to do. But we're under all that delusion of, you know, it's federal. No, it's not, actually. No. So this is a bigger matter. Their view on the lockdown, what they view on forcefulness of government, what they can get away with, it so worries me when you have a judge that knows better that hides behind the Jacobson, that case from 1905, that worries me a lot.
Well,
should you too?
We call it a lockdown. It's not a lockdown. What it really is imprisonment without due process.
Yes, yes.
It's not a lockdown.
Yes, you're right.
And so a government, our governor of a state does not have, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or the Amy Barrett says, a governor does not have the right to imprison people without due process.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. So saying that they can, based on the 14th Amendment, which says that you can't do that, there's something very, very intrinsically wrong with this. So we have to really take that in and consider that. But I think Chrisanne is right, though, as far as the candidates go. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a better. Across the board, she looks really good. Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting the way the president was talking this mm-hmm. morning. He made it sound like, you know, you're all going to be surprised when I announce Saturday who my nominee is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so.
Yeah, he made it sound like it wasn't going to be what everyone
right.
thought.
And everybody yeah. expects
right.
it to be Barrett.
You're right on that.
And yet he sounds like mm-hmm. I'm going to surprise you all. Now, I kind of think somewhere in the back of his mind he has a black female judge who's. I can't find one that qualifies,
right.
but he may.
Interesting.
But they're not on the list,
right?
Because I looked at the list.
Right. Now, Lagoa from Florida, she's uh-huh. Cuban, and she also thinks that the abortion thing is settled, which should worry people on that one. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be, of course, talking more about this. This is kind of... Believe me, I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow, too, with Kevin Gutzman, Dr. Gutzman, mm-hmm. Who teaches and has written books on the founders and has very, very good knowledge on the Constitution himself. So that would be interesting. Feinstein, you know, she's going to be 87.
She looks every day of it.
Oh, to be that corrupt. Her and her husband taking all those deals with the super train. And oh, my gosh.
Have you ever ridden on that train?
No.
You and nobody else.
You and no one else. Yeah. The train that never went anywhere, but 100 billion. What wasn't it? 100?
Oh, yeah.
Million? Billion? I've lost track.
Billion.
In,
10 billion.
In contracts that her husband was in charge of. Yeah, you know, it helps when your wife's a, you know.
Yeah.
Senator.
And I love it because mm-hmm. the legislature often uses the term the bridge to nowhere.
Yeah.
What about the train to nowhere?
Train to nowhere. So true. Oh, the train that was supposed to, yeah, go along the West Coast. It's just kind of amazing. You know, I hope that iconic picture of her standing over Christine Blasey Ford and in a form of intimidation, standing mm-hmm. up and acting like you will listen to me. Boy, I hope that picture lives on. I really do, because it's quite telling. A picture's worth a thousand words. Oh yeah, Feinstein putting the muscle on Christine, who I think actually worked for the CIA. But anyway, kind of interesting on that. In the Kavanaugh case, in the Kavanaugh trials, I should say. All right, be right back. In fact, I don't care if they put a man or a woman as long as the person knows the Constitution.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're so fixed on gender on this. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
I got my mind set. My mind set on you, but it's gonna take money, a whole lot of spending money.
Hi there, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You know what the call-in number is? Let me remind you. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You can call in from anywhere. What's your take? What do you think the pick will be? And I think probably the most conservative or constitutional pick out of the women that he is looking at would be, of course, Alison Rushing so far, and not Amy Coney Barrett or Barbara or any of the others. But of course, you can weigh in on this. Tell us what you think. And I'm telling you, after watching a tasing video by cops where they tased an Ohio mother sitting basically in the stands far from everybody else with her children, not wearing a mask, and they came and tased her, and the cop wearing his mask down below, you know, pulled his mask down to do it, which seems very hypocritical, doesn't it? If you're so afraid. But after watching this happen, we better understand what's at stake here. And not, I'm not talking just the Supreme Court. I'm talking about judges and this going to court and what kind of judges we're getting all over the country, too. Sometimes the whole emphasis is on the Supreme Court, but it's really all the other judges, too, that have the say in your life. I mean, honestly, how many cases are going to go to the Supreme Court, you know? But of course, weigh in on this. 888-673-1450. Trump was actually booed while he was trying to pay his respects to Ginsburg. Him and Melania were booed.
Those people are so classy.
Well, really and truly, it's really hard. It's getting so hard for me to actually tolerate these individuals because they're so rank. These people are rank. There's like no boundaries for them whatsoever. Kind of like heckling a military funeral. It's like, what's your point? What are you doing out there? Where's your heart and soul? Like, who are you? I guess.
I had one person say it's animalistic.
Yeah. 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 It's a very, very strange behavior that comes from these people. The people that would boo somebody trying to pay their respects at a funeral and use that as their moment.
Yeah.
Strange. I have a hard time understanding people like that. But like I said before on the Supreme Court, I don't care if it's a man or a woman. Why aren't we just picking somebody that just knows what they're doing? We get so fixed on there's another woman on the court. Now I feel validated and justified. Well, how does that validate me and justify me to have Ginsburg and Sotomayor? I mean,
well, do you?
Awful, you know.
When identity politics first started, it was very subtle,
mm-hmm.
and now it's like fixed.
Yeah,
no, it has to be a woman. You just don't get it.
Yeah, because why? I guess that's what people can't answer.
Well, because women have been so oppressed, we have to make up for it now.
Yeah. So if they're so oppressed, how'd they get on the court?
Yeah.
I'm just going for the obvious. Just the obvious, because even Ginsburg was fighting against her oppression,
yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
she made the second woman Supreme Court pick. I don't think she was
all that oppressed.
I don't think she was all that oppressed. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just curious.
Sure.
Does it have to be an attorney, or could it be just someone with logic that's picked?
It does not have to be an attorney.
It doesn't have to be an attorney. Yeah, thank you. It does not have to be an attorney.
And that's always a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd make a great Supreme Court justice.
I think you would, too.
I'm not an attorney.
I think you would, too. Just, you know, the nomination of Chris Ann Hall would make me very proud to be a woman. If we're going for identity politics, I'd say let's just go for that. You know, when people used to say, I want to vote for Hillary because I don't care, just so long as some ovaries were in office, then I feel validated. If we have to identify with being a female with that, that's really scraping the bottom of the barrel to say that you are now validated with somebody as so criminal in their behavior as a Hillary. That's what worries me about the public. It's I have to be validated. I have to be noticed. Look at us. We're a force to be reckoned with. Well, honey, you've been on the Supreme Court a long time, and guess what? The women votes, Sotomayor and Gingrich, are terrible. Terrible votes. You should not be proud of that.
You know, when I grew up, all of my, you mm-hmm. know, aunts,
mm-hmm.
they were all barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah.
So I kind of believe that's the way it's supposed to be.
Barefoot and pregnant. Every man out there is going, yeah, I just don't want to admit it, but yeah. in this day and age, man, you'll get lynched for that.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Which is really sad because it what it says is that
family.
Raising a family isn't enough and that you have to do everything else in your life. And I'm not sure about you, but I didn't notice a whole lot of love and close family relations for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I said Gingrich, but Ginsburg, sorry. I don't see that love and coziness to you, especially when she was telling the school about her kid being in school. You better not stop calling me just because I'm the mother. You better call me and the father equally. You shouldn't be calling me for emergencies, even though the school thought she'd probably want to know being the mother. No, not so fast. She didn't. And so I look at these women and I'm thinking, you know what? Family should always be the priority because you only get to do that the once. And you're spinning out human beings into the world. So you would want to raise them and make sure that they are good people. I just can't imagine diminishing that to a career. Because when I see the obituaries, I don't see a whole lot about the career, but I do see a whole lot about the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting perspective, I know. But coming from a woman, I'm just appalled that women have placed their priorities in such weird places, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've always done things like even this right now. I spend very limited time actually away from home doing this. And my priority is always home. It always has been for me. So I don't know. I guess I value the raising of kids and serving my family. It brings me a lot of joy. But they'll tell you that joy can only be found in your corporatehood, in what you achieve. And so when you have women that don't understand the Constitution and they're hired for their ovaries and they go in and they start making horrible decisions about your liberty, how could you be proud of that as a woman? That's the part I don't get. That's the part I have a hard time with. So if it was a man or a woman, I would hope that we'd be looking just for the right person, not man or woman.
I have to believe that if anybody felt that they were selected based on some abstract thing that had nothing to do with reality.
Right. I have breasts, therefore you should look at me as one of your nominees.
Wasn't that one of their complaints that early on they got a lot of jobs because they had breasts?
So true. That is so true.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the I'm going to dress up sexy, look at me, but don't look at me.
That's right.
Right?
Same thing.
I'm going to walk by you construction workers. You better whistle.
Don't whistle.
Why aren't you whistling?
Yeah, exactly.
No, don't whistle. Guys don't even know what to do anymore.
It's insane.
I know. I want the attention. No, I don't.
So the reality is you have to feel bad about yourself when you sit back in the evening and say, the only reason I have this job is because I'm a woman.
Yeah, that would...
I'm not qualified.
You know,
I'm doing a terrible job. I'm insecure. I'm scared I'm going to lose my job because I'm no good at it. But I got it because I'm a woman.
Yeah. Wouldn't you just hate that?
Yeah, it would be awful.
Do you know how many women were going
to
vote for Hillary because she was
a woman?
That was it. That was the only thing they even cared about. And so to get that, knowing that, just like you said, would be awful to me.
And with her, it was even questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes. I have to agree with that one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine the other day, a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
He is he's a pilot. He's a businessman. He's a rancher.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a political observation that I think ties to what you're talking about.
Okay.
He says, if I was sitting in a room and Donald Trump walked in, I would stand up, of course. And if he had a moment, I would try to introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
He said Donald Trump would probably say, hey, nice to meet you, and keep on walking.
Right.
Kind of almost curtly. This is how this man anticipated. He says, if Barack Obama walked in the room, he'd probably say, hey, how you doing? You want to go shoot some hoops? Be a great guy to hang out with. Just a great guy to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, so where are you going with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, being a pilot, if I'm sitting back there in that tube with 200 or 300 other people, I want the most capable, very best person sitting left seat. I don't care about their personality.
Yep.
I don't care about their race. I don't care about their ethnicity. I don't care about their sex.
Amen.
I want the best.
Amen. Because you're not dating them. You're not bringing them home to mama. You're just...
That's right.
Right? So true.
But we tend to separate people in all these different categories and then make decisions based upon those categories, and that's a shame.
Yes, it is. I love that. Thank you so much for calling. That was great. Yeah, it's so true. And so, like I said, you're not dating them. And that isn't that how we're taught to think, though? You want to bring him home for a family dinner. You know what? I'd actually want to bring Trump home for a family dinner because he's actually extremely polite. He would be very fun to talk to. He's actually a pretty genuine guy. And he's actually a people pleaser. He'd actually be a lot more fun than Barack Obama. I wouldn't have much to say to Barack Obama because, I don't know, he's a Bolshevik communist. So I guess I just wouldn't have a lot to sit back and talk about with him.
The closest thing for me when I try to look at some of this stuff is my Navy duty.
Right.
I was on a submarine. I actually was out to sea below the surface of the ocean for over 90 days at a time.
Wow.
And I cannot imagine what it would be like to have a woman on board that submarine.
Right.
It would have to be one of the most aggravating things in the world for most of the guys.
Yeah, and most of the guys, what I don't think women realize is when a guy's out on the battlefield with a woman, they would be worried about the woman so much so that it would actually cause harm to a mission, right, that they were on, because they'd be worried about the woman, because naturally and instinctively, that's where they would go with that. And so the women, like Ginsburg, she said she fought for this ACLU group that fought for women to be in the military on the front lines and so forth. Really, what they got out of that too was the big thank you to women and men. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that. Anyway, that was huge. But as far as that goes, they don't think about the ramifications down the road.
Right.
Right. And on a submarine, there's a reason there wasn't housing for that. There wasn't a way to do that would have worked.
No privacy.
So I can understand that. It doesn't mean that something is taken from me as a woman. It means that there are special accommodations that would have to be made. And maybe, you know what? Oh, well, so what?
Well, what's odd about
it, submarine.
What's odd about it is the women say, well, it won't bother me to be on there with all those men.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the issue, kiddo.
Yeah.
When you hop out of that rack in your panties, and I've been out to sea for 3 months, it's going to bother me.
Be very afraid. Be very, very afraid. Isn't that the truth, though?
No, it is the truth.
And so we get into this type of thinking, you know, women have to do every single thing a man does. But guess what, folks? Do you see men on the corner with signs saying, I will not stop with this sign until I have a baby? Until I am afforded the exact same thing a woman can do, I will not. No, because they're not lame enough to do that. In fact, I think men actually have a better understanding of the two roles, if you will, in so many regards. And I'm talking even respect of those roles, to respect that woman, put that woman on a pedestal, than women realize. Of course, you're going to have your bad eggs. I'm not talking about those guys.
Right.
But what I am talking about is the fact that men have a better understanding and saying, I don't have to do everything a woman does to feel fulfilled. But why is it with women that they do? I've got to go wear pants. I've got to look butch because I have to look like this guy out there and do these guy things. Just like firefighters, they can't lift a weight. They should not be in that job. They can't do it. They can't do it. If that's the case.
I think women that feel that way are actually very far and few between.
Yeah.
They've made such noise that it makes it seem like a lot of women are like that.
Like the bra-burning Gloria Steinem feminist group, and they made the most noise. It was like the ACLU lawyers that with Ginsburg that were at the helm of all that. And you know what they said? They said that, well, the other lawyers on the other side of the battle, they weren't prepared for these women. So the women were more like opportunists trying to get in there and create a hurricane before everybody was prepared for it in the workplace. And so that was kind of interesting to me. They were so proud of that they actually gave themselves a pat on the back for saying, look at us, we got in there and did and tried and did all these little things that are kind of meaningless really at the end of the day, but look at us, look what we were able to do, because they weren't prepared, those men. You know, I just, that mindset bothers me. I value men and women in both of our roles, and I like it when a man puts a woman on a pedestal, and I like it when the woman puts a man on a pedestal is really how it should be. Works beautifully then. Who knew? Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Do not go anywhere.